There, there. I know that you must be so scared. You're running away from an unseen monster and wound up running right into them. It's been so long since I've been weak enough to have to worry about being killed. So long that I just barely understand the fear that you're going through. Being so helpless. So weak. When I was younger, the soldiers of Ilias tried to hunt me down. That was a long time ago, before she disappeared. But do you know who helped me? A villager, much like yourself. A nice young man who took me in and healed my wounds until I was well enough to survive on my own. I was found by the other succubi, but they wanted to descend upon his village and consume all the men there. But I just couldn't do it. Not every human was bad to us. I didn't want to return the favor like that, so I went back and got him out of the village before the others came. They were much stronger than I, but in the end, it was their gluttony that got them killed. For them, it's so easy to trick men or swarm a village to attempt to gain power quickly, but the best way to obtain power is to simply wait and strategize. Most villagers don't have much to offer. They live on a day-to-day basis, rarely venturing out further than they have to. Their spirits never grow stronger since they don't gain the experience you get from overcoming life-and-death situations. They live mostly simple lives and should only be used to copulate and as reusable sources of food. It's such a waste to simply devour them. That lack of spirit is a blank slate. Can be molded into whatever you want. The reason why monster attacks on villages are always so extreme is because it could take as many as 3 villagers just to refill the energy lost by attacking. But the more you drain a human, the more they can offer. It starts small, but can get bigger and bigger. And many villagers are often so much more fun than adventurers and heroes. No combat skills, no expectation to fight back. They realize their life belongs to the first monster who grabs them. Is that what you were thinking, dear? Rest assured that not even a hero could best me. I would know, considering that they are my primary source of nutrition. I only go after the bad ones, though. So many cute adventurers leave their homes every year. There are always 2 types. The ones that want to help, and the ones that want to get rich. I honestly do them a favor. Their greed would put them right in the mouth of a mimic. At least, when I'm done with them, there's something left to bury. Aww. You look tense. I thought you would be more relieved. After all, I'm not going to suck you dry. In fact, I'm not really that hungry. The energy you provide me with will be more than enough. Well, we might accidentally break your mind a little. Don't worry, I'll take responsibility. You won't have to worry about a thing. What did I eat? It must have taken some real bravery to ask me that. But if you must know, there was a new hero that was recently sent out from a village near here. They were a coward. Those slimes that you were running from, they were red because they just finished eating someone, and all he did was watch. When I found him, he was already a broken mess. Staring another person in their eyes as they melt must have an impact on the mind. Either way, he didn't have to suffer for long. I can assure you that he died with a smile on his face. He even thanked me. Shh. Shh. It's okay. You're okay. I'm not cruel. I was watching the slimes to make sure they didn't hurt anyone. I figured that if he was too much of a coward in life to save someone, his energy could accompany me in death to see his task get completed. That's how I found you. Even from the sky, I knew you were different. More than just a simple villager. Did you know that souls get reincarnated? When someone dies, their soul can be born anew in this world, or simply drift in an afterlife. Certain souls are much stronger than others. Of course, it's far too late for you to become an adventurer, That's also for the best. So many monsters simply wouldn't care. The amount of energy you can give me is the same. But the quality of energy and the taste of it rely on the soul. You see, when we monsters drain a human, we draw directly from their soul. The soul is required to maintain life, so as the soul grows weaker and weaker, you start to follow suit. The weaker a human gets, the more broken they become. Some sadistic monsters don't break their humans, but I think that's cruel. I always make sure that when my prey reaches their limit, they're happy. You could say that each time I drain my prey, it's almost like we're lovers. I think that's something any human wants, to feel loved. And what's better than dying in the comforting arms of a loved one? There are times when I feel bad about what I do, but at the end of the day, it's them or me. The life expectancy of a human is so much less than mine, and even if that wasn't the case, they weren't strong enough to get by me, something else would get them. I'm by no means the strongest monster, but I'm far from the cruelest. I can't help myself sometimes. I'm so addicted to the taste of heroes that it takes so much to hold myself back. That's why I searched for a substitute, and a few centuries ago I found one. You see, the reason I have you in my arms like this is because I recognize your soul, and I must have you for myself. Oh, don't cry. No. Shh. You're going to be okay. I'm not going to drain you completely dry. Why are you so scared? I already told you that I won't kill you. I guess I'll just have to show you how good I can make you feel. I wish I didn't have to stoop to the level of the average monster in order to get my way, but I have no choice. It's okay. You can keep whimpering all you want. I'm going to make you feel good. How does my hand feel? I've been told that it feels soft and warm, and that it gives off a sensation like 1,000 tiny pinpricks of pleasure in each spot that is touched. I'm just going to slowly move along the base and work my way up. Then I'm going to gently rub my fingertips under the head so I can reach the glands directly. Now, I'm going to twist and tighten my grip a little bit. I'm going to repeat that while changing ever so slightly so you don't adapt. I'm really impressed. Most people don't last this long. So the fault of the church for allowing heroes so young to go out. That and the regularization of sexual practices for heroes. It's no wonder why they're so easy to beat. But you're not easy to beat. No, you're strong. That's it. I can see he's starting to give in. Good boy. Just let it all out. There you go. Look at all that delicious semen. I was right. It really does taste good. You made such an adorable face. I think I can start sucking you now. Shh. It's going to feel really good. Just relax. So good. I can see your eyes rolling back. You're having trouble comprehending it. Come on, come for me. That load was even bigger than your first load. Such a good boy you are. So, do you think it's time for me to ride you? No? I see there's still a little bit of resistance left in you. Don't worry. You'll love it. Oh, you came from just being put inside of me. No more? Oh, honey. I know you have more inside of you. Have you forgotten that I was in your haze of pleasure? I've seen how much a human can come before they go. I have watched as something inside the human mind snaps and they come uncontrollably, leaving them writhing and helpless as their life energy shoots out like a geyser. You have a few more orgasms in you, since I am not going to drain you to death. I'll just go until you naturally run out of semen. And start moving now. Come a whole bunch for me. How does that feel? Do you know the things I've heard from my prey as they get squeezed to death? I've heard that my cunt grips their cock with soft, fleshy walls that massage and suck on their penis. That the head of their cock is being sucked up so that it swells and gets trapped in a prison of flesh. The longest someone's lasted, I heard that I would clench against the glands, and my insides would vibrate. You know, every succubus has a different pussy. Each one is designed to milk out semen. In a sense, you could say that it's a type of natural selection when it comes to stronger succubi. The better they are, the better they feel, the more energy they can consume. But there's one constant energy drain. It's a very simple spell. We just lean forwards and hold the head of our prey in our hands, like this, creating an intimate closeness so that the only thing you can see is the succubus and her prey. And then we just will your energy, not your semen, just your energy. We skip the milking part and get straight to the reward, and all that energy drags out the semen with it. It's said that energy drained is the ultimate pleasure to the prey. Though it's not like anyone can confirm that since it's a skill that has a guaranteed mortality rate for the prey. I've never seen them complain, though. After the first few spurts, their eyes become glassy and they go completely limp. They try to say words, but they can only let out low, broken moans. Do you know what I do when they reach that stage? I hold them closely and gently whisper into their ears. I tell them what a good job they're doing and how happy they're making me. Sometimes I change positions so that I'm on my back and using my legs to push them in and out of me so that they can lay on my body. I know that they can hear and feel what I say because there are times when so much energy being drained causes the prey to become distressed. Whenever I hold and comfort them, they calm down. They regain any movement. They use it to hold me. I love holding my prey. Even after they've passed, I adore the closeness, and I don't move until they grow cold in my embrace. When I'm done, I would like to hold you. It's been so long since I've held someone who's going to stay alive. I've just lost track of how many times you came inside of me. You're so close to unconsciousness. Just give me one more, darling. Good boy. You did such a good job. Don't worry. I'll get off so you don't come again. Most men can come just from being inside of a succubus, especially the stronger ones. There we go. Now, I'll hold you close. That's it. Good boy. You're a really good boy. You can rest now. I can't wait to bring you to my home. I'll make you mine completely. I love you, little human.